Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1462, recorded April 2nd, 2014. Oh, it does bounce.
And now, get ready for Dick.
On today's GizWiz, we have a stream betterer. It's going to make everything much better. Magnets galore and some awesome gadgets. All coming up on the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm good. And, you know, assure the chat room, you are saying magnets, right?
Magnets.
Yes, local is saying, magnets. Is he showing maggots?
Maggots. No. It's a new thing. It's kind of like acupuncture. People, you know, really avant-garde sort of way to heal yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maggots.
I see. Okay.
We
you got a good lawyer things. When you start peddling that?
Yeah, it's a homeopathic remedy, so no lawyer, no FDA approval because
perfect.
Yeah,
the
doctor.
I'd like to hear about the results. I do not want to try it myself.
How you been? What have you been up to?
Let's see, what have I been up to? Friday, there's another 3D printer show in the city, so I'm going to that.
Oh, wow. And do they have a different angle from the other 3D printer show?
Yeah, I don't know. 3D printing is getting very big. I got a very funny invitation from Staples who said, come to our luncheon. We're going to talk about 3D printers. Lunch will be served real food. We're not printing it.
And I thought, I thought you were going to get a 3D printed invitation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would have been good.
That would have been good. It's funny. About 2 years ago, someone... use like 3D printing is where computers were, you know, in 1980, you know, the 80s. Everything is still hobby, everything is still done in the home, and you have these industrial ones that cost a lot of money, and you have to like timeshare to make sure you can get your printer. One company uses one, you know, and they think it's the future of. Everything that
you know, the thing is, one day will someone make a 3D printer that at the bottom it will still print your scripts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that 3D printers will get at some point they will be so precise that they will be able to print paper. The paper that they printed the words on will be printed instead of it just being paper to begin with.
Oh, how interesting. They'll come out like tablets.
Right.
Like the Ten Commandments.
Right.
I had one
right.
of those printers,
thick.
But this script was 100 granite tablets.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this doesn't fit on my desk.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's the idea. And nanotechnology is going to be a big factor in it. If you've read something like Diamond Age or Snow Crash, where there were sort of these places that you go to the post office and print out something and it's going to be so perfect, it's going to be so to scale that, yeah, instead of having paper to print on, it just make the paper and then the paper would come out with the words on it.
Well, let's not talk about things that are so perfect because this, after all, is the GizWiz show.
Yeah. Have you noticed on my table? Oh, you know, it's funny. The lower third kind of covers it up. We have something that we showed off on April 1st yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Or March 26th, depending on which day you're viewing the show. This is the did you happen to see what we did to the stream?
No, I didn't.
Well, we launched a satellite into space.
And, okay.
Yeah, the International Friendship Satellite. And we sent all of our communications through the International Friendship Satellite. And so we have a video of of it. I can go ahead and bring it up.
Yeah.
But this is the device that made it all possible. So if you see, here we go. Oh, you know what? I can't play the video because I don't have my HDMI plugged through it. But anyway, this is the Stream Betterer, and this is what created that effect. So if I get the go-ahead, do we actually have it? This is our shot, but through the Friendship satellite, this is what it looks like, and you can actually make it kind of go all crazy, and you know, oversaturate. I can create a lot of noise if I want to try to. Whoa! Just like we're coming, it's coming from the future.
Whoa!
And so this is what it's an HDMI on one end. And then what does it go to again?
Composite,
and then back to HDMI. So all of these wires here are, you know, you can just kind of screw around with them, and
that's great. And so for all those people who just bought 4K TVs,
right?
You did not waste your money,
right?
We are screwing with your picture,
right?
Wow.
Exactly. And so just from pressing a little bit. They have little pieces of foil on your finger. You can kind of cause it to freak out just a bit.
Go berserk.
Yeah, and then one of my favorites is there's these two wires here that can kind of rip apart. And there. Oh, we're losing. Oh, we got our V-Sync is a little off. But yeah.
Wow, this looks like TV when I was a kid.
Isn't that fun? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So that's what we used to pull that off. It was quite funny, the actual satellite. We introduced it very, very, very well.
Wow.
Oh, there
that's
it is.
Exciting. It looks like Sandra Bullock is out there fixing it.
Wow. That is... That's live footage from outer space,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh God,
surreal.
Just intervened.
Got a little bit of turbulence up
now
there in space.
Yeah.
God is very angry at that astronaut, and he just gave him a little shot.
I'm glad of the Twit branding. Otherwise, you wouldn't know it was ours when you were looking at it from the ground.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's very funny. You guys, someone flew in. Actually, my guest flew in from Chicago, and he said, "Did Twit have a?"
We got an astronaut.
Space, oh, the astronauts, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, professional.
Wow.
the astronaut. He just flew in from space. Apparently, the radiation got to him a little bit because he shrunk in size. Well, we'll get some scientists on that
just
immediately.
Just put him in water.
You'll be fine, little guy. Yeah, just put him in some water. And his parachute kind of broke a little bit.
Help
but
me. Here, help me.
Go back into space. There you go. He's fine.
Good.
So anyway, I just wanted to show that off because I thought it was a really cool contraption.
It's pretty nifty.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start off with the first gadget.
Okay, I'm going to do two GizWiz videos this week. I think it was Becky in the chat room emailed me and said, can you please buy the Hamilton Beach OpenEase automatic jar opener? I want to know if it works. So, Becky and everybody else, there's a lot of interest in this device, a lot of hits already on YouTube. So let's take a peek at the AutoEase jar opener.
All right, we could play What the Heck Is It Again. What is that? The nose.
It's a head expander.
It
make room
like
for
it.
Your brain.
No. Well, it actually works like this, not a tie rack, but... Oh, I'll just tell you what it is. It is the Hamilton Beach OpenEase automatic jar opener. Okay?
Wow. Comes without the jar of tomato sauce, by the way.
Darn.
That's why we're here. Takes two AA batteries, but this is the first device like that with AA batteries that the batteries are in there.
Oh,
and it just says,
yeah, normally just button batteries
use. And
I feel like it's asking you to pull
its finger. Start moving immediately.
And I will start moving immediately.
I assume they mean these arms, not mine. All right, let's just pull it out and up. Arms may start moving immediately.
Huh.
Oh, not quickly.
There they, oh, okay. We'll keep reading while the arms
I guess it has to be strong.
Pressure release lid. And wait about 40 seconds. The unit will turn off automatically. There is no off
button. It is kind of scary looking.
Rest the jar opener on a jar lid. All right, so we have to wait till it goes all the way open. And I was looking online. It can open a jar up to 4 inches wide. And I guess the thing is, you should not be in a hurry.
It seems like something from Prometheus.
Rest the jar opener on a jar. Oh, it did stop. Okay. Rest it on a jar lid. Now, I do know from reading the reviews, that's why Amazon is so great, that jars with a sloped ridge, in theory, you lay this on a jar, press open jar, and it just does it. But if there's a ridge up to the cap, it can slide off.
Oh, I see
that
ridge.
So if it is a ridge jar, like this jar of tomato sauce, it's tomato sauce because it has that vacuum pack seal.
It
says
too.
Keep your hand on it so it doesn't slide off. Oh, so I hit open jar, and
I'm not pushing down hard. I'm just so it doesn't push back.
Right.
This is very exciting. It's from Hamilton Beach. I think I told you that. And on Amazon, it is under $12. Let's see. Is it catching?
Once the robots can open jars, who knows what else I can do?
All right, it's caught the jar.
Oh, it's turning it.
And, oh, is it not going to do it? Oh, there you go. Can you see it opening the jar?
Oh, wow, it's done.
It did it?
Whoa. Now let go of that cap. Oh, give it back.
That is really neat. Now, I don't know. I think it, does it stop? I think it only stopped on
yeah, it's kind of, I don't know why they don't have an off switch, but they don't. So you have to hit open lid, and you have to wait for it to go all the way back open again.
Wow!
80 customer reviews, and it got 4 stars, which is not bad. But you know what? Reading Amazon reviews is a very good thing because you'll learn a lot. It can even open a ketchup bottle. But it takes a very long time because this thing opens to the 4 inches, and then it has to close in until it's on top of a ketchup bottle.
Yeah, so don't be in a hurry.
For 1 moment. It says will not open plastic bottles. We'll just give it a try anyway.
So
$11.95 on Amazon. It's Amazon Prime. This time I'm not going to hold my hand on the jar because it doesn't have that sloped edge, and it is a bit noisy.
It has a puffed out edge.
Yeah,
no one's going to be asleep when you're opening jars. So it says, "Will not open plastic jars." So we're going to find out if that's true. It seems to be closing in, locking.
Oh, it's squeezing the plastic.
You think it might crush the jar? Oh, it is crushing the jar.
Oh my God.
Release lid.
Release lid. No.
Release
the
lid.
The peanut butter. Lid. Why did we listen to the instructions?
Now we know.
Now we know.
Now you know why I can't open plastic jars.
Yeah. But you know what? I guess if you had a real sturdy plastic jar, you could chance it.
So there it is. Hamilton Beach, Open Ease, $11.95. Amazon Prime, so free shipping. If you're an Amazon Prime member. I guess there's only one thing I can have for dinner. It's pasta sauce. Jaws open.
and in all the reviews there, I think it was 280 reviews, some lady said that it wouldn't open those mason jars of preserves she had made. I don't know. Did your mother ever put up fruit when you were a kid?
Yeah.
You'd mason jars and it had like a rubber seal.
Yeah.
My mother used to put up shoelaces for some strange reason in jars. But I never said anything. I thought maybe something her grandmother did.
Right.
But it, so it won't open those. But anyway, it takes a long time.
Right.
But a lot of reviews are from people who have arthritis or
right.
weak arms or weak fingers.
Right.
And they don't mind waiting 2 minutes for this to happen.
Right.
And the other thing is, Chad, what we talked about, I think, last week, since my video went up, it has gone from $11.99 to, I think, $13.99.
Of course it has. They're getting the Gizwiz bump.
Every time we do a gadget,
that's so crazy.
It magically changes.
Right.
Is it still?
Yeah,
it is, right?
$13.22. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think this would be good for opening like stubborn jars?
You know what I
or just
think
like normal
so.
Jars. But,
you
that...
know, I use the pasta jar because I know that they're fairly hard to open.
Right, and that was so completely new. You could tell that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're vacuum packed, and you could hear the it breaking
yeah,
it was, the vacuum
yeah.
there. So you know, even at $14, considering 4 stars.
Yeah.
Out of 5 from 280 people.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if you could throw like we have like a really stubborn thing of honey, you know, could you throw that at it?
Or, you mean like the honey's gone like over the, you mean
yeah,
the jar?
It's just
after
it's not humanly like even the strongest person at Twit has a hard time opening it. Or is this, that just might not be what this product is designed for. It's designed to open up normal jars that.
Yeah, I thought, yeah,
for
I think.
People, right.
I think.
Right.
It's not a lab experiment.
Right, right. It's not an industrial tool for jar opening, which is what I think we need for our honey here at Twit. That is really, really neat, and I'm glad that it works.
It's pretty clever. It's
pretty
good.
Very clever. Very, very clever. Very cool. Okay, let's move on to gadget number 2.
Okay, gadget number 2, it solves a problem of earbuds getting all tangled up, and where are my earbuds? But it sort of comes at a price, and the price is not that it's wildly expensive, but it's a very thick device. Okay, so the company is Sound Pockets, and the device is called Freedom Case. And basically what Freedom Case is, this is Freedom Case.
Oh, there it was.
And
oh.
So it comes with 2 caddies, and it's designed specifically for the iPhone 4, 5, and the Generation 5 iTouch. And it holds Apple earbuds and the Apple earbuds with the mic and remote.
Oh, yeah.
And then it slides over those particular phones. But it does add a fair amount of thickness
yeah.
to the device. It comes in very bright colors. So I'm thinking maybe they're pitching this to the youth market. I'm not sure. It comes in, I think, maybe 8 colors and even clear. It's $34.99 on the company website, but on Amazon, I found it for under, I think it was $20.99 in black and white. So
right.
I don't even have an iPhone. Do you have an iPhone?
I don't. And I don't even have an iPod Touch either.
Okay.
So you can build your own.
Build your own. My guess is that you can select different
right.
color combinations.
Right. So I can choose the case and then the lid.
Right. But then you'll pay the $35 as opposed to finding it $13 cheaper on Amazon. But it's your choice. It's something that it certainly is a problem. I wish there was some way to have a slim at CES 3 years ago, there was a guy who was showing headphones that kind of slid out of your phone case mm-hmm. and locked open, and then you pulled on them, and there was a little retractable thing that pulled it back into the phone case.
Yeah, and I've seen there was the really curly ones, and you could pull the elastic, and then they would kind of snap back together, and then you could
yes.
pull them out. I remember that one
yes.
really well.
Yes, but anyway, this is another way to always have your headphones with you, and soundpockets.com, and this is called the Freedom Case.
Yeah, and you can even use it as a little stand if you...
Yes, the cover open in landscape.
Right.
You can open the cover, and landscape is most likely the thing you would be doing while watching a movie.
Right, Right.
So
that's nice. It's someone who has a hard time with your headphones in the same pocket as your phone. I would imagine that you wouldn't mind the thickness, and you can see it's. I'm glad that you have them because you can kind of hold it up and show it off that how thick that is. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
I kind of like the build your own. I kind of want red and
black. You like to do different colors and stuff?
Yeah. I kind of like that. I don't know. It's just a nice little option that they gave you. This
does
is
it come in bright red? Does it come in
Yep.
OMG Chad red? Oh, it does.
Red case, black back. Or maybe blue back. Be a little.
Oh, you know what? Get one in OMG red and get, and then it'll be beautiful.
Wait, and then what's the other one?
Gizwiz gray.
Gizwiz gray. There we go.
And OMG red.
Here, gray.
So there we go. Wow.
Red. Bam.
Wow. Oh, there we are.
That's actually really hot. That's really cool.
There you go.
That's great. Awesome. And that's for the iPhone 5, 5S, 4, 4S, and the iPod Touch 5. Oh,
yeah, the new one, the Generation 5. Yeah.
Exactly. Very neat. Okay, I guess moving
quickly. Oh, yeah, we have, we're doing sort of an abbreviated show, so we're doing good. We have 25 minutes.
Right.
Now, this is kind of interesting. This is from one of those deal of the day devices. Or sales that I bought. It's still up on sale for the low price. And I did a little video on it because I think it's kind of unique. So let's look at Gizwiz video number 2.
I love this music.
If we were playing the What the Heck Is It game, would you be able to guess what
is that, Chad?
This
A lighter from the future.
Neat looking, isn't it?
Very
techy looking.
It's a mini train. A mini hyper train.
If I push this button,
Legos.
This will be a giant hint. The lighting LEDs.
A laser gun.
Okay, it's an external.
Thank you for playing.
What the heck?
But it's with a difference. So you pull on these guys.
Oh, wow.
And then you reach in the middle and open it up, and so what it is, it's an external battery charger that has a built-in stand. So if you're watching a movie or something,
who said convergence?
You can put your smartphone in there. If you push the legs in slightly, you can use the legs to adjust the angle of your phone. And if you're watching a ton of movies, you could actually take the output from the charger and use your phone cable and keep your phone charging as you're watching movies. Now, the neat thing about this is it's just
$15. Oh, wow.
The mystery thing is, where did it come from? The company is called Fine Life. Is it Fine Life? Yeah, Fine Life. It's 5,000 milliamps, but nowhere can you find out what the output is. So I don't know if it would charge a pad or not. It charged my Galaxy S4 fine. And for $15, this is not a bad deal. So then when you're done and you want to pack it, you just snap it together, slide the feet back in, and the only control you have is this input here is to charge the device, and it comes with that cable.
Mini
and
USB?
And the output here is USB.
Standard USB.
To charge whatever you want. So 5,000 milliamps, not a bad deal. $14.99. It was one of those that daily deal deals, but as of April 1st, it was still available. So check it out. The Gizwiz, Dick DeBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer. Here on Twitch.
Chad, just hit that link on my website and see if it's still $14.99 and available.
Yeah, let me go ahead and
yeah. Now, the funny thing about Fine Life is when you type in Fine Life products, they seem to make everything, some bizarre things, like the 3-tier cupcake holder.
Yeah. This seems like
it's still up.
It's still available. It seems like someone owns a factory. And they're just like, what can we make here?
Yes, exactly. We have this, we can use the name Fine Line on these light bulbs.
Right. Someone decided to make a lot of iPad stand chargers. This is, I really wonder which meeting someone said, people use stands, people use external batteries. Let's combine them.
No, wait, we still need someone to add speakers to it. Remember last week, we had, or 2 weeks ago, we had the boomerang?
Yep.
And so that was speakers and a stand.
Yep.
But now we need speakers and a stand and a battery.
And a battery.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And a place to hold your headphones.
And right. Exactly.
Great. And it's a case.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. I like the look of it. I like the industrial design of it.
It's really nicely made.
Yeah,
that's very nicely made.
That's amazing.
And you know, the other control. Actually, there is that other control where you push that button, and there are four LEDs. So all four LEDs, it's fully charged, 75% charged, 50% charged, and 25% charged. So it's not bad. Yeah. $14.99.
And 5,000 milliamp hours will charge your phone probably about twice, like a normal phone's around.
The ad says charges an iPad, so
right.
I don't have an iPad here, so I couldn't check it out.
Right. Good. Well,
I
guess let's move right along, man. We're rushing through this episode.
We're moving.
We are.
And do we happen to have Chad's theme? I didn't even ask at the beginning.
Oh.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Preppy Corner.
So I'm getting out that's the perfect theme. For
yeah, well, the stuff you've been showing deserves some sort of a crapple theme. Yeah,
exactly.
Are you committing suicide? The show is not that bad.
No. It does kind of look like that. I'm getting up on a ladder. I just wanted to make sure that was zoomed in. So today we've actually shown off some stuff from these guys before. This is Crazy Aaron's thinking putty. We've shown off a few other Crazy Aaron stuff before. This one, by the way, we're in a new month.
We are. Oh, is this theme have a month?
It's April. It's April, so we're in a new month. So last month was food, and this month...
Not beverages, right?
What? Beverages?
Not beverages.
Oh. We're going to drink the putty. So it's stretchy things.
Things that stretch.
So we got some putty.
It looks like a giant watch, just the way you have it there, doesn't it? This is the Fitbit that didn't make it to the market.
New, you know, it's,
hey, it's, buddy, you lost your watch out of your band.
No, here we go. It fits any wrist. And there we go. It's kind of nice. What time is it? Quarter to dangle?
Well, it must be midnight.
Yeah, exactly. We're actually going to do two putties. We already have two putties that we're going to think about. But at the end of the month, we want to make our own. So we're gonna show off how to make your own putty. So just a warning: there will be putty later on in the month. But this one is magnetic. It's magnetic putty, and so you can use a magnet. It comes with a magnet, and it will attach to it, so you can sort of show off magnetism to whoop, and the here, I'm going to move my iPad away just because I don't like destroy it. But the putty is magnetized, which kind of gives it kind of a really fun extra little life to it when you're playing around with it. The best way to do it is to kind of stretch it out and get it really thin, and then you can use it to sort of move it around. The best part is to teach, if you have this, it works just like any other thinking putty that Crazy Aaron sells. And it's, you can buy this at Putty World, I believe. It normally has it on the Strange Attraction Super Magnetized. You can buy this.
Oh, I saw it on. I thought you sent me a link to Amazon, right?
Right. And it's on Amazon, things like that. But what's really cool is I used my iPad. That's why I have my iPad here to take some time lapse footage of it, because it's kind of hard, you know. Leave it with the magnet next to it, and the magnet will attract the putty, and over time it will sort of consume it. And it's real fun to do and leave around in a room or something, or build an animal and then leave it on top and then watch the animal like disintegrate over time. But it's kind of hard to show.
You didn't try this with Ozzy, did you?
No. We did it with Ozzy number one. So Ozzy number two, we decided to not do. But just the putty itself works really great. Just as putty, you can mold it if you were gonna do some sort of sculpture or whatever. Tear apart if you rip it hard enough, so that's kind of neat. But let me go ahead and show off some of the time lapses that we did. On this first one, I started off with a little ball of putty. We set it down, and over time it sort of deformed, and then after a little while, I did this much longer than I thought, but after a while we dropped the magnet into it. So here it comes in. And then the putty will kind of move around it. Isn't that kind of neat? And I think this is over a few hours. It's over a long time.
Oh, my God.
But I thought that was really neat. And then the next one that I want to show, this was...
Show us the one where it ate your iPad.
I wish. that is one thing. When you have a magnet next to electronics, like, I don't want to get it too close.
No, I know exactly.
So this one I did just earlier, and this one I had it flattened out to begin with. So we had it all the way flattened out, and then I dropped it in, and you can kind of see it kind of creeping up the edge of the magnet there over time. This one I did today. But this was just the first two that I could come up with, but you could easily see using an iPad and a little bit of time. This just seems so fun.
It is neat.
Yeah. It does have little glitter inside of it, which was a little bit annoying. I'm not a huge fan of glittery products. So just be aware that after a while, your hands will become a little bit glitterfied. Over time.
Yeah, you don't want to be noticed.
No, I don't like...
Yeah, so you don't...
No.
You don't want that.
There's a few things that I dislike. One of them is glittery things, and the other is color. We got a few other magnets. The thing is that it's not quite something you can really show off.
But is your hair magnetic, Chad?
That's a good question. We can test it out.
Yeah, you should put it. See how long it takes to absorb into your head.
Yeah, that would be a bummer, because I assume that it would get around like every strand. I should bounce, I think. Does it bounce? Let's try it. Oh, it does. Wow. It really does. Oh, and we smacked a TV with it. Yeah, there we go. It's just fun. It's just, you can sculpt it, you can bounce it, you can tear it.
The chat room says that the glitter is uranium.
Oh, great. Wonderful. That's what Burke says. I kind of wondered, is the glitter metal filings? This was the
so I'm guessing good? You shouldn't eat it then?
Probably not. Yeah.
Okay.
This gadget does not work with last month's theme of food products.
No, exactly. And what is the price for this?
So the price for this is, it's not too bad. Coming in at $12.30, $0.36 to be exact. And if you're just in the mood for putty, Crazy Aaron's Things does sell all sorts of different types of putty, and a lot of really, really pretty putties, like red and orange and green. If you want a specific type, I've seen these around. And you do, one of the things I like is that you do get a lot. This isn't like silly putty where you get an ounce. You get a nice big old can of it, and it feels
Is what you have there one can's worth?
Yeah, this is one can's worth, and so it's a palm sized ball of putty, and here's the little tin that it comes in. It comes in a nice little tin,
and the magnet you said is included.
Yeah, this magnet is included.
Oh, okay,
and you can. Watch around. It's kind of fun to you know, put the magnet in and put the putty in and then come back 3 days later and open it up and see how how the magnetics of this has worked once you have like a few days on it.
Okay, someone should figure out how to put this into a lava lamp.
This putty, yeah.
Yeah, with the magnet stuff.
I wonder if you could get lava lamp.
The world's slowest lava lamp.
Yes.
Right.
We could use that in the can opener at the same time.
Right. So anyway, that is
pretty good.
My strange attraction putty in this sort of grayish color. So yeah.
Very nice.
I guess now it is time for the Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. It is Gadget Warehouse.
And this week, do you have a late entry?
Yes, I do. I had a video of the week from a viewer, but we're going to save that till next week because Rob Hahn, who's a fan of the show, is visiting from Chicago. And he said, you know, can I come by and watch you do the Giz Whiz? And I said, yeah. And he came in and he said, oh, you know what? I have a 35-year-old gadget here.
Whoa.
And I said, well, wait a minute, Rob. I'm going to put you on camera. So, Rob, we're going to share the camera.
Hey, Rob.
And, Rob, show us what you have.
Well, this is the first gadget I've ever bought, and it's a Pac-Man handheld game back in the day before they even had, you know, graphics or screens.
Wow.
So it's just
I looked online. It's from 1981.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And I was like 10, and all my friends had Ataris, and, you know, my parents were too cheap to buy me one, so I saved up my money and... You know, I debated long and hard, and there's two models, and this is the one I had bought, and I still have it to this day.
So it's by Tomytronic?
Tomytronic.
Oh, Tomytronic, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And does it just have one game in it?
Yeah, there's an amateur and a pro, so it's a little bit harder on the pro, and the power pellets don't last as long. But yeah, pretty much it just, you know, that, and the thing, it plays the music, you know, when you turn it on.
Wow, awesome music.
Yeah, so, wow.
You know, I hear ticking.
That's in the arcade. It ticks, and then when you bite into it, you can see makes a noise. And then if you, I got hit by a. It's hard to show. But,
have we come quite? Let's see, 81 to 2014, 81, 91, 2001, 2000. So 14 years old. So we've come. 34
years old.
So we've come quite a bit. I'll hold it up here. Okay. That is the Tomytronic Pac-Man device. Isn't that neat?
33 years old. Wow.
33 years old. And you know what? Since he's here, we don't have to mail him anything.
Yeah.
So if you have a video that we would like to show on the show, it can be my Gadget Warehouse. And, you know, just like Rob, something you have that you don't want to get rid of.
Something that you've had since you're a child? That's
great. Yes.
That's great.
He bought it like when he was 10.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bring it to the – you can bring it to the studio. But
sure.
You can also shoot a video, put it on YouTube, 2 to 3 minutes. Send the link to gizwiz@twit.tv, and hopefully we'll show your gadget. And I'll find a piece of junk to give to Rob, but you get a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture. You get an autographed copy of whatever the current issue of Mad Magazine is. And so make your video. Send us the link. And once again, it's gizwiz@twit.tv. And your video, my gadget warehouse, my favorite gadget of all time. I invented this, or I bought a piece of crap, or pretty much anything that you think is really interesting.
Right.
2 to 3 minutes and send it to us.
That is great.
Send us the link after you post it on YouTube.
That reminds me of one of my oldest gadgets. I had the Simon Speak and Spell. I love.
Oh, that was from Parker Brothers, right?
Yeah, something like that. We not only had the Speak and Spell, but we had the the one with math as well. They came out with another one for math that was great.
Oh, Speak and Break Your Brain.
Yeah, speak and math or something.
Math speak and Feel Like a Failure, I think that was
right,
called.
Right, right. Texas Instruments, yeah.
It's Texas Instruments.
GKO
okay.
says, yes.
Oh, okay. What was the game from Parker Brothers where you hit lights?
Simon.
The machine lit up some lights.
Simon, right. Okay.
Time. And right. then you had to hit the same lights. The machine kept getting faster and faster.
Right, right. Now, we had the Speak and Spell because my father was dyslexic, and I'm dyslexic. And so they anything to get us into words.
You know what? You put the batteries in backwards. That was the problem with that.
what happened?
No, if you put the batteries in backwards, then it will match your dyslexia.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
Round.
Yeah. And so one thing I did, I used it as a tool, like even into like middle school, no, into elementary, like fifth grade, is to figure out if I was spelling something correctly, I'd type it in. And if it said it really weird, I would know that I probably got it wrong. And so I'd try different variations of it. It still wasn't that great, because even if you would get it spelled correctly, sometimes there were words that just weren't in his vocabulary that it wouldn't know. But yeah, I use that thing all the time. Okay, anyway, digression done. Let's head on. Let's get into the letter.
The letter.
Yeah.
We draft everybody.
Woo.
Our letter of the week. Hey, Dick. OMG Red, Mixmaster Woo-hoo! Jason, and Chocolate-Covered Fire Jeff. Not quite sure. Chocolate-Covered Fire. Oh, maybe from the last week when you're making s'mores.
Right.
After hearing your mention of the bacon alarm, I instantly thought I had heard this before. I did look around for previous mentions and found links on many tech sites. Unfortunately, all seem to link back to Mathematica, and they have removed the page, and you just see a super sad face. This even cooked a piece of bacon. Oh, I remember this. This cooked a real piece of bacon. I don't know if it was ever made, because it's a wooden box that cooks bacon while you're still asleep, which might not be the best idea. This is the Why I'm Broke link for a picture. It's Matt in Lexington, Kentucky. So, Josh, can you go to my website there? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There's the clock. It looks like a pig.
It looks like a pig, a wooden pig.
A wooden pig. And there is...
the bacon.
The drawer. So you actually put a piece of bacon in there.
I don't know if I'd want to put a raw piece of bacon overnight in there just so that in the morning it would burn.
And was wood the right choice, really?
Looking at the bright light showing, I assume it was sort of like a...
Easy Bake Oven style.
My Bake Oven.
Yeah.
There was probably a 150-watt bulb in there that would bake your bacon. Yeah, I know. Not worth it. But I think the thing we talked about last week was Oscar Mayer, and I'm still not sure if it was a joke or not. But
yeah,
the one last week was powered by your iPhone. Oh, there it is. The Waken. Oh, yes, that was called Waken Bacon.
Yeah, it does all go back to Mathematica, and no one knows.
Yes. Oh, you know, super sad face. I guess he had a super sad face.
Yeah.
Matt in Lexington, Kentucky, with the super sad face.
Well, that's great. You know, this looks like a great DIY project. Maybe we should pass this along to know how to make your own bacon alarm. That's what I'm thinking.
Nice.
That's hilarious. When in doubt, human ingenuity will always come through. Don't worry. You can be woken up by bacon smell one way or another.
Yes,
automatically,
sir.
Without use of human intervention.
Yeah.
That is great. And that about wraps it up for today's episode. We were keeping it quick because Ham Nation has a special episode coming up after us. So I look forward to that. If you'd like to catch us on future episodes, make sure that you subscribe at twit.tv/gizwiz. And you can see our show live every Wednesday around 4:30 Pacific, maybe. Sometimes at 5, sometimes before. Who knows? Just turn on the live stream and leave it on starting around 4 o'clock, and you'll catch us. Big thanks to everyone in the chat room who has stuck it out.
And between times, you can play the What the Heck Is It game at gizwiz.biz, and there you'll find a link to every single thing we talk about on the show, the man-eating clay. So just go to gizwiz.biz, all the devices. Click on What the Heck Is It. There is a picture of a real device. It's not part of it. It's the whole device. Just tell us what you think it really is, but we prefer you make up silly, stupid things it can be, because you have a much better chance of winning with a silly answer. Up to 24 mads for the right answer, and up to 12 mads for the right answer, up to 24 mads for silly, stupid answers.
Sometimes you set it on its side or turn it upside down, so I'm trying to get a...
I've done that, but it is the entire thing. Because sometimes people, I love it when people send me something and say, "What the heck is it?" And sometimes I use it on the show. But I remember someone sent me a thing, and I wrote back and I said, "I cannot figure out." And he said, "It's the bottom leg of a so and so." And I'm going, how, what kind of a game is this? You're sending me the bottom leg of a thing. No. So it's a complete thing.
Okay, that is good to know. It's not a piece. It's the cover to a Rolls Royce. Duh.
Now, you guys, obviously, it's a basketball hoop that you try to throw pins into.
That's a good answer.
See, that's what I.
Well, you can send that in. Employees are employees can join.
I thought you were going to say a basketball ball hoop that birds can play.
Hey, yeah, there you go. There you go. Boom. That's what it is.
That about wraps it up for our show. Thanks so much for watching. See you next week.
I'll be here.